Hello.
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Daniel. How are you?
Daniel. This is Daniel Foster?
Yes, this is Daniel Foster.
If it's you, your voice got high. I guess you're clearing your throat or something. I don't like to be cut off and sent to an email to finish telling you something. I expect you to stay on the phone and interrupt me if you have to go to a meeting or something. That's okay. You're welcome to interrupt me. But I don't like being left hanging and end up having to leave any messages. I don't like to leave emails. I'm having a conversation with you. So what I'm just trying to make sure is that who is the person that's going to be the web designer that I'm going to work with and do the screen sharing? Is that going to be David?
No, it's the same person. Like Daniel was myself, right? So you can talk contact with me, and definitely you will share all.
Wait a minute, you're not Daniel Foster, right?
I am Daniel Foster.
Oh, okay. Your voice sounds so much higher now. When we start out, you were a lot lower. So you're the one that's actually going to be doing the screen sharing and helping fix the website, or is it somebody like David?
Actually, I will be the one who is helping out to get your website done right, so you can share all the your screen with me, and definitely whatever the changes you are looking for to make on your website, you will let me know. Definitely, I will go ahead and make those changes. And all right, so just can you let me know? Right, so you have the website already, so we need to redesign that website, or what we need to, or you want completely new?
Well, we don't want to redesign it. We just want to add other functions, like other credit cards. Fix the renewal page that doesn't seem to work, so because people cannot renew at the end of a subscription. I'm not sure whether they get a notification, and then there's no way for them, if they want to change it, there's no other page that says, click here to, do your renewal right now. And then it goes to a credit card page and the $12.96 that I charge, they pay again, and they have another year's subscription and get some kind of a feedback. Your renewal has been completed. Congratulations, you have another year's subscription at Master Carol's Tai Chi Chuan Academy of the Global Internet. Any questions, any problems, please contact us. Otherwise, enjoy your use of the academy. That's all we need to do, to fix that renewal page. That's a big thing. Because I lost all kinds of things. I was also saying that the renewal page that is in there right now is a new page that my last web designer must have substituted the old page, because I know as a fact the guy that designed that old page only was going to do an upgrade one time at the end of the year to make it even work better than it was. And then after that, it was hands off. He was going on to other things and wasn't going to do anything. There would be no further tech support if there was a problem. So I think my old web designer removed that page, because the page that he put in, I never saw before. I just happened to go there recently or a while back, and I was surprised. Look at that. And then the only names that were there, only like 15 or 20 names were still left on the register. And most of those people were friends of mine or teachers that I gave a lifetime subscription to, because I could do that by hand. Even some people that did classes with me. They had a lifetime membership, because that's what I tell you on the homepage, is that you can have a lifetime membership if you're studying with me in real classes here in Los Angeles. So we'll get to starting on that. Did you read yet my whole page that I filled out, your form, the brief form?
Okay, that's perfect, right? I got your brief form. Right? So what you need to do, you just need to provide me your admin access of your site, right? So you can provide me that, then I will go ahead and share my screen with you and whatever the changes.
I told you that my site is Master Carol Tai Chi Academy.com. That gets you to the homepage. You call superb.net I can give you their number and the code for my Master Carol Tai Chi Academy of the Global Internet is 34413, I believe, just off the top of my head. Is now the time that we want to do this? Because I was just calling to make sure, you know, I could David, who I was talking to yesterday and this morning briefly, understood that I wasn't planning on keeping my website on your server system. So he didn't need to figure out how much space my website was going to take. That was the questions he was asking me yesterday. So I was shocked. I was like, wait a minute. I'm not moving my website to your company's servers. I'm leaving it where it is. And you're going to fix certain features, certain functions, so that they're working more correctly, because they're obviously not working correctly. I lost every name that was on there. I had 200 names or more, and most of those names have been deleted once their subscription expired and they didn't have a way to renew.
Because
the system is broken.
Can you give me a chance to speak, please?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, so as you just mentioned all the things, right? So for this thing, so I need admin access of your website. I believe whoever made this website for you, definitely they provide you admin access, like username and password for the admin panel. So I need that one. So please share those admin credentials with me so I can start working on your website. So can you do that for me?
All right, now.
Right, so what happened
next? I need to pull out all the paperwork behind me and thumb through it to get you what you want. I'm pretty sure that 34413 is my code for the name of the website. And I'll give you the phone number, which I don't have at hand right now. I got everything behind me, and I have to put the phone down, and I got to pull out some files, and then I can maybe give you the phone number for the superb.net. That's the company that hosts me. So if you want to give me some time today, or we'll do that tomorrow, I'll have all that information ready for you tomorrow.
That's perfect.
I have a lot of other things going on here today.
That's a great idea. So whatever the thing you mentioned to me, right, that's fine. I heard that. But for all the things, right, we need to apply on your side. So for that thing, we need admin panels. Right, so as you mentioned that you need a time like till tomorrow or till today, all right, so you take your time. Even I'm not saying that it's so urgent, like you need to provide me till tomorrow. No, I'm not saying this. You can take your time like tomorrow, day after tomorrow, whenever you
It takes me 5 or 10 minutes just to get it out and have it ready. I could call you back today if you weren't so busy all the time and I was getting other people. Tomorrow we could just start again. I have a lot of other things to do today here. I have a wife. I've got a 93-year-old mother that I have to take care of. Her cognitive awareness is in decline. She's in her 90s. She'll probably live to be 100 because she's physically healthy.
Her brain was damaged
by some medication. We stopped the medication, and that helped to keep her from not getting too bad. But she has moments where she lapses, and she doesn't know where she is. She doesn't know what day it is. It's kind of sad. It makes me cry a little bit, I see her like that. But otherwise, she still does the books. She pays all the bills. She takes walks. She goes up and down 4 flights of stairs in our townhouse. She takes out the garbage, like, habitually. You know, she's, like, fixated on keeping busy. She even wants to know, what time is it? Do we get the mail today? That's why she wants to know what day it is. And what time does the mail come? And what time should she go out? And I tell her every day the same answers, but she forgets again. So it's a sad situation that the medicine that she was taking, actually it was for her cholesterol, had a warning on the label that said it could cause a dementia and a loss of memory. And when I figured that out, we stopped her. And we put her on resveratrol, which is the extract that comes from grapes, the stems and the seeds and the roots. And the stuff lowered her cholesterol 20 points in 90 days, which is great. Yeah, she had high cholesterol. Now it's down 20 points in just 90 days of being on these pills that we give her now. And we stopped the pharmaceutical medication, a statin drug, which was destroying her brain. Apparently, she was good for 40 years on that medication. But when you get to be old, like in your 90s, that medication can actually start kind of like an allergic reaction in the brain takes place. And it doesn't want it, have it in her body anymore. So once I figured that out, stopped her from taking it through the bottle down the drain, and, you know, told the doctor, don't give her that anymore. We're not going to take it from the pharmacy. You know, he said, that's okay. Try this resveratrol. He thought it might be very good with grapeseed extract in one form or another. And within 90 days, they took a blood test just like 3 weeks ago, and it came back that she had lowered her cholesterol by 20 points. It was like outstanding. And it's still going to go lower. So we're keeping her on this, and we stopped giving her the poison. Well, it was medicine, but it became like poison to her brain after going into 50 years of taking that medicine. All right, so I have my hands full with her because she surprises me at times, and she like takes a nap, but when she wakes up, she's a little disoriented and she doesn't know what day it is. So we got a clock that tells her the day. It's in her room. I just have to remind her to look at the clock, Mom. There's the day. You know, you can always know what day it is and what time it is, but you have to look at the clock. Oh yeah, the clock. Yeah, so she's kind of, you know, getting old, but she's still very, she's capable. She reads two books in 3 days. She starts one book, a day and a half later, she's done with it. She goes on to a second book. And by 3 days, she's finished that, you know, another day and a half, she finished that book. So we keep her supplied with books and crossword puzzles, which she loves to do. So it's not like all of her brain is messed up, but from time to time, she's very disoriented, like when she wakes up. What day is it today? Well, yesterday, Mom, was Sunday. Today was a Monday. Well, now today is a Tuesday, Mom. Yeah. That's what I go through every day, and so I have to keep an eye on her and deal with her, and it's also emotionally hard on me too, you know, to see her like that. I don't like cry in front of her, but after I take care of her, I go to my room and I think, oh, my mom, poor mom, you know, God help me, I'll never have anything like that happen to me.
Yes,
because I just my genes are maybe a little better than hers as a new generation. You know, I'm the next generation, and I don't. It's not a genetic. It's not like genetic. You know, so it shouldn't be passed on. What happened to her was due to medication that she should have had stopped 10 years ago. And when her mind was so focused, she could talk any conversation she could follow. Every book I've been writing, I would give her the work that I wrote. And I'd say, okay, Mom, here's what I just finished adding to the book. Please read that and make sure I don't have any spelling mistakes.
Lawrence, can you please? Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you, right, as I mentioned, you just provide me the admin credential, then we will set up the Zoom meeting, then I will share my screen and we will go from there, and whatever the changes you are looking for.
Okay, let's just say we'll try to start tomorrow, unless I see something else on the schedule, my schedule that takes me away from here. I hate to leave her even alone in the house for more than an hour. I do all my marketing at 5 a.m. while she's still sleeping.
Great.
Yeah. So I'm always here all day long and all night long to just take care of her, make sure she doesn't fall. I've had to pick her up at the front door when she slipped on the carpet, little carpet that you step on, and she fell down and couldn't get up, and she's calling me, and I come up to the top of the stairs, we're in a townhouse, and I can hear her down at the front door, and I go, what's wrong? She goes, I fell, I can't get up, and I run down and I help pick her up. That's what I do. She fell on the stairs one time. She didn't even know why. She couldn't remember how she fell, but she managed to get up, and she was all bruised. And then I said, what's wrong, Mom? You're walking funny. Oh, I fell. I go, where was this? On the stairs going down to take out some garbage. And I go, Mom, you didn't even tell me about it. It's like 3 hours later, I'm looking at your body, and you got bruises. I go, she goes, oh, well, I forgot to tell you. That's what it's like, you know. Every day I gotta, like, watch her like a hawk.